You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee County will open its new $32 million human services hub tomorrow morning. The building is at 1230 West Cherry Street. The center is designed to give people and families easier access to support and food resources. Everyone is invited to the grand opening at 10:30 tomorrow morning, with officials holding a community resource fair following the ceremonies. The new facility is home to the county's Department of Health and Human Services and houses a new location for Nourish MKE. That's Milwaukee's largest network of community food centers. Home sales in Metro Milwaukee saw a small decline in May. It wasn't much, a 0.2% dip from the same month last year. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says inventory shortages continues to be a challenge as new listings are quickly bought up. The Realtors report continues to warn that there is a severe lack of new construction in condominiums and single-family homes. A new state grant will help protect and restore Lake Michigan's shoreline in Racine, Kenosha, Ozaukee, and Milwaukee counties. The state is sending just over $280,000 to the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. They plan on using LIDAR equipment to collect high-resolution elevation data and to conduct biological inventories. The project aims to assess erosion, restore ecosystems, and boost coastal resilience across the region. While the president and the world's richest man seem to have made up, there's a lingering question for Elon Musk out of Wisconsin. Savannah Tolme Olson has more.
Musk gave $100 to registered voters who signed a petition, and they also had a chance to win $1 million. Initially, Musk framed it as basically a thank you for voting, but he deleted a post where he said that, then later said people were eligible for signing that petition against activist judges. Eventually, Musk handed over $2 million checks to two Wisconsin voters. Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit asking judges to stop Musk's plan just before it happened, but the state Supreme Court declined to hear the case. Now, the election watchdog nonprofit Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has filed a lawsuit accusing Musk of bribing voters. The group is asking the courts to declare that Musk and the PAC he's affiliated with broke the law, have them pay damages, and bar anyone from doing this in the future in Wisconsin. The suit also claims Musk was running an illegal lottery. State law bans anyone from giving someone more than a dollar to incentivize them to vote or to vote for a specific person.
Got any ideas for the DNR? The natural resources people are looking for public feedback on plans for state properties like Lakeshore State Park, Bong State Recreation Area, and other state parks in Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and other Lake Michigan-connected communities. The feedback process will help shape how the lands are managed and used in the future. Anyone interested can attend a meeting in Milwaukee on June 23rd. You can also submit comments online by July 16th. There's more on the DNR's website. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. The crew losing to the Braves yesterday, 6-2. Rookie pitcher Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced, you know, being in that spot. So maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through 5.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up. Yesterday, Jordan Love hit former Chiefs and Jets wide receiver Mecole Hardman on a 70-yard touchdown pass. NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy, and you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, you know, is that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Networks sure know how to milk a goodbye. Former Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak retired in 2023 after much pomp and circumstance. Now there is an equal amount of ceremony as he steps down from Celebrity Wheel of Fortune after 5 seasons. Sajak is fine, but his retirement has reached epic ridiculousness with some fans shedding tears. Sajak is affable enough, but he didn't split the atom. It's a game show. And maybe the easiest one ever. The entertainment world has already lost one musical genius this week in Sly Stone, and now another has passed away. Brian Wilson has died at the age of 82. Wilson co-founded the Beach Boys with his brothers Carl and Dennis and cousin Mike Love in Hawthorne, California. The band created such hits as Good Vibrations, When I Grow Up to Be a Man, and God Only Knows. It's supposed to cool off and rain this weekend, so we should probably all fire up Pet Sounds to celebrate summer and sunshine. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. Summer blockbuster season rolls on this weekend with some great options if you are headed to the theater. The highly anticipated live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon opens this weekend and has a very solid 82% on Rotten Tomatoes when it comes to critics. This is the fourth installment of the franchise, but the previous films have all been animated. Materialists is the latest material from Studio A24. The rom-com stars Pedro Pascal as a New York City matchmaker caught in a love triangle. The film is drawing an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. Science fiction drama, The Life of Chuck, opens wide this weekend. The film is reviewing well and based on a short story by Stephen King. And if you're in the mood for a Western, check out The Unholy Trinity. The film stars Samuel Jackson and Pierce Brosnan, but has not been reviewed yet. My assumption would be lots of good gunfights, decent acting, cheesy dialogue, and a pretty bad story, as it has not been made available to critics yet. Let's go to the movies. Many birthdays in one's life are milestones. There is turning 10, which is double digits. 21, you can get into bars legally. And 35, you can be president. For actress Elizabeth Hurley, turning 60 means she gets to post a pic on social media appearing in her literal birthday suit. That's right, naked at 60 and on social media are words that are typically abhorrent at best, but not for 0.00001% of the population, and that is Elizabeth Hurley and probably three other people. Hurley has starred in such films as Charlie's Angels, Austin Powers, and of course, Christmas in the Caribbean. This birthday story gets a little weirder when her son commented on the photo saying, "Happy birthday, Mama." So sweet. Again, probably 0.0001% of kids that wouldn't be mortified at a naked picture of a 60-year-old parent on Instagram. And to make things even weirder, and before you think you might have a shot, fellas, she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus, who calls her the love of his life. Who else has an achy breaky heart right now? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, dropping to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunder shower by late afternoon and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.